kill nobody. I ain't had to kill nobody. I ain't had to kill nobody.
T-Raw killer, that nigga cat pillar. One hitter, only hit bad bitches, that's thriller, huh? King Hakeem, YN last king. Nigga sending out shots, I'ma need a Jordan ring.
Fuck you mean, bitch, it's really me.
Gotti at the light, future looking bright. Bitches crack tongue on the pipe. I don't wanna see you twerk, we about that fuck life. Got an Asian hoe, pussy go deep, Jay Rice, huh? A dope nigga, give a D, dope dealer. Don't play with the grave digger, that's RZA. Ask my bitch, she tell you ain't no nigga. Like the one I got, dick ain't gonna. Back in my bag like a Philly nigga clip.
Yeah.
Extended Rick Owens with a Ruger. All easy
day,
ruthless.
All day.
Nigga with an attitude, my enemies is two shits.
Yeah.
Don't give two shits, but you gon' make a nigga pull it. But shit.
That's that Tiger. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have everybody tuning in. This is the first show of the new year. The first show of the new year, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to spit that hot fire like we always do. We're going to have a lot of people call up because we're going to have a nice long show tonight. We're going to chop up some real good game. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Call in, get in live on the air. And we're going to chop up some new game for the new year right here on Tariq Elite Radio. We'll be right back after these messages, family.
EbonyCohesion.com. That's the website for black businesses to get set up online and for black people to network with one another. It's meant to create an online market for black businesses and to promote their products and services. Go to www.ebonycohesion.com. Case Ultra.com. Subscribe to Case Ultra's t-shirt subscription and get a brand new t-shirt delivered to you every month. Now this month you're going to get a long sleeve t-shirt for the cooler weather with the print of the artist's unique interpretation of two powerful ancient symbols, the all-seeing eye and the tail devouring the snake. This month's shirt comes with a booklet describing the story behind the symbols in detail, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Tariq Elite Radio users, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off on your first month. That's CaseUltra.com. The Roadside 911. The Roadside 911 company not only offers top-of-the-line roadside assistance such as car towing, gas delivery, and unlocking your door and jump-starting your vehicle, they also offer hospital coverage in case you happen to be in an accident. They also offer bail bond coverage if you happen to get caught up in a DUI. And they offer benefits as low as $20 a month. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theroadside911.com. Again, that's theroadside911.com. Guys, do you know that your testosterone production drops by 2% when you hit the age of 30, and by 40, it takes an even sharper decline? Elite Alchemy has you covered with their Extreme Test dietary supplement, and it's known to break up bound-up testosterone and allowing it to flow freely. Extreme Test dietary supplement is also packed with vitamins and minerals believed to stimulate testosterone production and offer a heightened effect, increasing male enhancement. You get all of these benefits and much, much more for the low price of $38.95. Check out Elite Alchemy. Alchemy's complete line of products. Go to EliteAlchemy.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What's up, family? We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, and we're going to chop up some real good game tonight for the family. I hope everybody had a real good holiday season. We were off last week. I was traveling and I didn't get a chance to do the show. We took a week off, but I'm back and we're going to chop up that hot fire. Everybody, don't forget, before I forget, go to TariqElite.com. Get all the fashion accessories you need. We got some brand new stuff coming for the Tariq Elite clothing line in the next couple of weeks. We got some real, real fly, dressy, casual gear that we're going to be coming out with. So you guys stay tuned for that. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff on today's show. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Y'all got to say something. Y'all don't mess up the flow. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how's it going, Tariq? This is Shannon. I'm here in Palmdale, California.
What's up, Shannon in Palmdale? How you doing, family?
Hey, man. Pretty good. Pretty good, man. I've been listening to you for a minute.
So what's on your mind?
Hey, man. So I'm 20 years old. I got accepted to Howard when I got out of college, when I got out of high school, but couldn't afford it. What do you think about college still being an integral part of your success, especially if you want to be like a businessman?
Well, you need to go. You need to go and get that game. You need to learn what's going on. You need to soak up games, soak up education, soak up business, and find out what you need to do to be thorough with yours. So I would definitely recommend that. When are you supposed to leave? When are you going?
Well, no, I'm not going anymore. I'm actually going to community college because the tuition was just crazy, and I couldn't afford it.
Okay, I feel that. But yeah, go, man. Definitely get that game and soak it up. But all the game you get, use that to open up your own business. That's what a lot of other ethnicities do. They send their kids to college, not so they can get a good job, because that's what black folks do. We send our kids to school so they can get a good job. But what you want to do, you want to go to school so you can get that game so you can open up your own business and be thorough. You feel me?
Cool, man. Yeah, yeah. So, and by the way, last thing, I noticed with your website, you actually kind of create your own stuff. So I was wondering, maybe one of these episodes, you can talk about how you create your own business from scratch, even with free websites and all that.
Absolutely. I'll do a show about that in the future, man. Much respect. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to get a couple of more calls. I don't want to get too flooded with the calls. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? King Flex. What's good?
What's up, man? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's up? My name is Ty. I'm calling from New York.
There you go. What's on your mind? From the Bronx. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this has a big question for you. Right, out here in New York, you know, it's predominantly, you know, white, Latino, black. It's a whole mix of everything, but mainly Spanish in the Bronx, right?
Right.
Mainly Latino. And I don't know if you touched upon this, but I'm a black male, and many other black brothers I have, we have a hard time getting that Spanish sisters. You know, mainly because we're black or we don't know Spanish. Like, you have any advice to, like, communicate with Spanish girls or, like, get in the club with them or macking to them? Any advice?
Well, you know, I got, you need to go check out my pay-per-view special called Interracial Macking Week Part 2. I went into great detail about how to get at different ethnicities of women and their mindset and all that stuff. So go to maclessons.com. and get Interracial Macking Part 2. And I go, it's like a 5-part special, and the game is real deep in that, so you'll check that out. Thanks for the call. Yeah, a lot of you guys, you can still get my pay-per-view specials at maclessons.com, and also get my lecture DVD called Relationships, Riches, and Race. You can get that at maclessons.com. A lot of good game in that. Speaking of good games, did y'all hear about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union? You know, they're engaged, and Dwayne Wade got caught out there. He got some chick knocked up. She just had a baby, and she's about to hit him up with the child support heavy. And what I found out about the chick is that she already has two kids by, like, Damon Wayans' son. So this chick is out there just spreading them eggs like it's nothing. She's out there coming up with her. So, guys, y'all got to be careful out here, man. Even Ludacris got caught up, from what I understand. Ludacris, he's in a relationship with his lady, but he had him a little side piece. He knocked up his side piece, and she had a kid. Now, they're about to be going to court. So, cats, you got to know how to deal with your side pieces. You guys are being a little reckless with the side pieces out here. I'm going to have to do a show about that. Now, with the Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade situation, the whole spin that they're putting on it is that him and Gabrielle Union broke up temporarily, but I don't think they broke up. I think that he just had him a little side tang, and in order to save face, they just say that they broke up, and then he got into a little extra ass while they were broken up. But I think they were still together, and they just got to clean up the situation. And I like them as a couple, and I hate to see shit like that, but you have to understand the game out here, man. The game is real predatory. People are on the come up out here, so you got to be real careful. Sometimes you just might have to slide a couple of dollars to somebody early if you got a lot to lose. Because right now, man, people are trying to come up off you. So you got to be real careful. I got to do a whole show about that. Let me get a couple other calls here. What's going on? Who's calling?
Yes, this is Brother Rob from Indianapolis. How you doing, Tariq?
Hey, Brother Rob. How you doing, bro? I sound like a church deacon. How you doing, Brother Rob from Indianapolis?
Hey, I'm doing good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got some real quick for you, man. Just real quick. Me and a friend were having a little debate, man, and it kind of got to me. I was wondering. I was like, what is Tariq's take on this? Basically, what he wanted to tell me that that black people are a violent race. Okay. Now, me, I think that, you know, it has to do more with economics when it comes to violence and inner city youth and all this, you know, black-on-black crime. I think the economics is more important than the race. What's your take on it?
Right now, the guy who said this is black?
Oh, yeah, he's black. He's a good guy, you know, good family background, you know, no history with the police or nothing like that.
Right.
But he was basically looking at the fact that, first of all, Indianapolis, I don't know if you know this, but our homicide rate is higher than Chicago right now.
Right, right. I know a lot of those little Midwestern cities, man, the homicide rate is great out there. But the thing is, that whole black folks got to, again, black folks regurgitate a lot of stuff that racist people within the dominant society start spewing out. And black people have a very bad habit of mimicking and mirroring a lot of the stuff that those in the dominant society says, because we see ourselves as a collective group through the eyes of the dominant society. And if they look at us negative, we look at ourselves negative. But that whole thing about black people is that we're a violent race, that's bullshit, because middle class black people don't commit crime, and upper middle class black people and well-to-do black people don't commit crime. And also, if you go to Africa, because people like to show, and we talked about this in Hidden Colors 2, by the way. Have you seen Hidden Colors 2, by the way?
Yes, I have. Both of them.
Great
documentary.
Thank you, sir. We talked about that in Africa. They like to portray Africans as the violent drug lord, not the violent drug lords, but the violent warlords, the Joseph Conies. They like to show the Africans fighting and walking around with rocket launches and all that. But many countries in Africa have the lowest crime rates really in the world, but they just don't publicize that. They're like places in Africa where there's just no crime per capita. And I've been over there, and the people are, where I've been, they're extremely peaceful. Now, in war-torn areas, that's something that's in a different context, but generally the African people, we're very peaceful people. And crime and violence has a lot to do with economics. When you look at this country, for example, look at Chicago. People talk about the blacks are violent in Chicago, but if you look at the history of Chicago, you had Irish groups that were very violent. You had Italian groups that were very violent during the Great Depression, when there was poverty that was rampant to other groups. They were violent as well, and they didn't look at it as look at their race. They looked at it as a social issue. So we got to put the right things in context and stop regurgitating a lot of rhetoric from the dominant society about ourselves. We got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. So school your friend.
I agree.
Yeah, school your friend, and sound like he might be one of them niggas who's just regurgitating a bunch of bullshit because he wants to be accepted by the dominant society. And niggas like that, you want to charge to the game anyway. But anyway, I digress. But thanks for the call, family.
No problem.
Yes, indeed. Let me get, y'all want one more call, family, before we get into the game? Let's do one more call. I've missed y'all so much, I haven't had a chance to chop it up with you. Let's do one more call. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, how you doing, Mr. Tariq Nasheed? It's BJ calling out of St. Louis, Missouri.
BJ from St. Louis. How you doing, BJ?
How you doing, my brother, man? First of all, I'd like to appreciate the work you've been doing with Hidden Colors, man. You're a big brother. You're a good role model for the black community, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, man.
Man, much respect to you.
I don't know if you got a specific topic for today. I didn't see it on the Instagram or anything. If you have a specific topic, or can we just fire off?
No, you know, just talk about anything. What's on your mind, fam?
First of all, man, this new year, man, I just hope that my people, man, we come together, man. I like to see positive brothers like you that's out here, you know, got a good image for us to look up to, man. And we just got such a bad stigma over us.
Absolutely.
I've been trying to spread the word about what you've been talking about getting the message out there about we need to incorporate ourselves, man, and support ourselves, man.
Absolutely.
Not support everybody else, but, you know, everybody else got their thing going on. The Jewish community, the different communities, they got their own money system going. And the black people, we got to get our money together. We got to support each other, man.
Absolutely.
For anything to work out.
We're going to get real deep into that in Hidden Colors 3, by the way. But thanks for the call, fam. Yeah, Hidden Colors 3 is coming. We're working on that every day, as a matter of fact. We're getting the editing done, so that's going to be real, real heavy. But anyway, let's get into some game. Let me chill on the phone calls right now and talk about the topic at hand. Now, today we're going to talk about 7 truths that you need to incorporate in order to bring in the new year. It is a new year right now. And again, a lot of people listening in the future, I don't like to date the shows, but it's a new year. I just say that. And we want to start the new year off with some fresh game. We want to get out there running. We want to get our minds right. And I want you to internalize these 7 truths to jumpstart your game for the year. Start off running. So everybody grab your pen, grab your paper, and write these things down. and let's get busy. Now, let's get to truth number one. Now, number one, family, what we're going to have to do for the new year, we're going to have to develop effective communication skills. We're going to have to develop effective communication skills. Now, notice I said effective. Because the thing is, a lot of times, man, people don't know how to articulate themselves. People don't know how to properly express themselves. And that creates a lot of problems in relationships. And that goes to violence as well. Because a lot of times when people don't know how to express themselves verbally and they don't know how to articulate themselves, they act out physically. They have to come up with other ways to express themselves, or they get frustrated. Sometimes you have a conversation with somebody and they don't know how to communicate. The first thing they want to do is get up in your face or get violent or yell. People do all types of things to mask the fact that they don't know how to communicate effectively. That's why when people start the name calling and all that, that's them not knowing how to communicate effectively. So we're going to have to learn how to communicate effectively. Because again, people throw temper tantrums, and this goes to, you know, this is like a childhood thing that a lot of people carry with them into adulthood. Now, y'all know I have a son. I have a 10-month-old baby boy, little TJ, the apple of my eye, wonderful little kid. And he's a big boy, and he doesn't cry too much, but a lot of times when we eat food around him, he starts making these crazy sounds because he can't talk yet. And he wants to say something. He wants to express himself, but he starts throwing these, like, it's not even a tantrum. He just makes these crazy sounds. Like, we're eating food around him, and he sees us eating, and he wants the food. He's like, just start making these really weird sounds every time he sees us with food because he can't speak yet. So sometimes he'll start kicking and smashing the table and all types of stuff. And I can look in his eyes and see what he's trying to say. He's looking at me like, Daddy, give me a piece of the fucking chicken. What are you doing? But the thing is, he doesn't know how to verbalize his wants yet. So he acts out in different ways. And a lot of adults do the same thing. When you can't verbalize yourself or you don't have the vocabulary, this is why it's very important that we read. This is why it's very important that we read, because people who read, you increase your vocabulary by reading so you can express yourself better. See, people always want to squab and fight because, again, they don't know how to say, hey, look, this is how I feel. This is how I feel about the situation. This is how you're making me feel. This is what I think about it. People who can't do that, they're like, look, fuck it, nigga. Let's just get it popping. Let's throw them things up. So we're going to have to learn how to develop effective communication skills for the new year. Everybody work on that. So you work on that by reading, reading, reading. Always have something that you're reading on. Always. That should become habitual. Find the time out to read. Now, let's get to truth number two, family. And this is a heavy truth right here. It's a very simple truth, but it's a deep truth. Number two, what most people think about you has no real bearing on your life whatsoever. We spend a lot of time worrying about what the next person thinks about us. We spend a lot of time on that, and at the end of the day, it really don't matter. Even if some of these people like you, they can't do shit for you anyway. Why are y'all worrying about what random bum-ass niggas and dusty-ass chicks think about you? People are heavy on that. You're worrying about what some random jive-ass person is thinking about you. If they think negatively about you, so what? Charge that bullshit to the game. Because the thing is, people hit me up all the time. Tariq, man, I was looking at a message board. They were talking shit about you. So the fuck what? None of that affects my day-to-day life whatsoever. Some random unknown motherfucker that I don't know talking about me on the internet, that doesn't affect me. You don't have to relay that information. I'm not like one of these folks out here who are wondering and guessing and assuming what do they think about me. No, no, no. When you get to a certain level in the game, another person's opinion is like water off a duck's ass. It just rolls on off. So you got to get like that, man. You got to get comfortable enough with yourself where you ain't tripping about what somebody's thinking about you. Sometimes you got to be so high up, the hate can't even reach you. Very important. Now let's get to truth number three. Now, truth number three, and this is something that we all have to understand. Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws. Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws. A lot of times, men and women in relationships are trying to get into relationships. You're looking for the perfect situation. You're looking for the perfect person, and there is no perfect relationship. There is no perfect person. We see one little minute or minor thing, and we want to charge somebody to the game. It doesn't work like that. Because you see a minor flaw or what you perceive as a flaw in one person, and then you go for the next person, you don't know what that person's flaw may or may not be. They might have something else going on with them that's worse than the person you just left. So just hopping from person to person, think you're going to find that perfection. Everybody has some kind of flaw. So the thing is, don't trip on that. Look at the whole embodiment of the person. You understand that? Well, one time years ago, there's one young lady I was dating. Well, we didn't really date. This is in my single player days. One very, very attractive young lady that I went out with. We kicked it. And it was about that time for the one night stand to pop off. You know, a little intimacy about to pop off. Now, this girl was fine. Very fine body, fine face. Everything seemed perfect. So we come to my spot. We get up in the bedroom for a little intimacies. And the young lady took her shirt and bra off. And I noticed that one of her breasts had some pigment missing from it. Now, it threw me off. I've never seen no shit like that. She had one brown titty and one titty with some of the pigment. The pigment was missing off of it. I'm like, whoa, I ain't never seen no shit like that. I ain't never seen a motherfucker with titty LIGO. This is the first time this girl had titty LIGO. I heard of vitiligo, but I ain't never seen titty LIGO. So it threw me off for a minute. I ain't never seen a two-tone titty, but that didn't stop me from hitting it. I said, okay, this girl is fly. The titties are two-tone, but I can fuck past that. So I got over that. Sometimes certain flaws will throw you off. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So the point is, somebody, no matter how fine they are, there's going to be some kind of quirky thing about them that you don't know about. You just got to charge that to the game and be willing to rock through that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to truth number four. Now, truth number four, family, you're not supposed to be happy all the time. Now, that's a heavy one right there. Because when you ask people, what do they want in relationships? What do you want in life? A universal answer a lot of people will give is that I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. You know the Mary J. Blige song? I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. And that's a very vague thing to want. And the thing is, if a person is in a relationship or you try to get happiness all the time, and the minute you don't feel happiness, which is natural, automatically you think your life is jacked up because you're not feeling happiness at that moment. Or you feel like your relationship is messed up because this new person you're dating, one day you woke up and you don't really feel happy that day. There's some serious issues going on that you need to handle. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not supposed to be happy all the time. Sometimes in relationships, there's a time to be serious. There's a time to be sad. There's a time to be melancholy. There's a time for everything. And pursuing that constant stream of happiness, you're going to set yourself up for failure. You want to be content. You want to be comfortable. You want to be compatible. That's something that's a constant. You can compatibly be down with somebody. You can be with somebody and be totally compatible with them all the time. Through happiness, through sadness, through anger, you can still be compatible with them. But to look for happiness all the time, you're just not going to be happy all the time. So don't set yourself up for failure. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be in a relationship where you sad and you mad all the time. Now, you shouldn't have any one emotion all the time in a relationship, because different emotions are natural. But the positive emotions should always outweigh the bad ones. There should be more happy days than sad days. There should be more business being handled than playing around. And that's another thing with us, with black folks especially. We love trying to find that pursuit of happiness all the time. We're always trying to party, drink, smoke. We're always looking for that party because we think that partying is going to make us happy all the time. This is why motherfuckers be getting stabbed and shot up at clubs, because you're trying to force this happiness. You're trying to force these fun, good times, and reality kicks in. The minute somebody takes away your happiness, you drawing a gun, a knife, a razor, or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? There's some deep psychological stuff there. Now let's get into number five. The fifth truth that we have to understand, family. It's okay to crawl before you walk. It is okay to crawl before you walk. Now, what does that mean? A lot of times people, you see somebody who's balling out or somebody who's doing well, and automatically you want to be in the same position that person is in. And if you can't get into that same position the person you're looking at is in, you get upset, you get angry, you get jealous, you start hating. Oh, look at that nigga. He's in the Illuminati. That's why he came up. You start hating. You see somebody balling out and you ain't on that level yet. You want to throw dirt. You get mad because you want to be in that position. And you don't know what that person's journey was. You don't know what that person did to get in that position. A lot of times you just can't start off at the top. People are constantly looking for shortcuts to success. And sometimes, man, it's okay to start from the bottom. It's okay to crawl before you walk. You can't ball out all of a sudden. Sometimes you got to really put in that work. And a lot of people are not really ready to put in that work. You know that there's a case that happened in Chicago, speaking of Chicago, where this bitch ass nigga, and I mean that very literally, there's a dude, he's like 20 something, I think he's 20 years old, but the dude, he's a little old moist fuck boy who had his mother killed in order to get the insurance money. His mother was a well-known hairdresser in Chicago, and this nigga was an aspiring rapper. He was a dude who was one of these little moist niggas who got his little braids, and he's a wannabe male model, wannabe baller who flexes in fronts on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. You know the kind of nigga sitting up with champagne bottles, holding stacks of money, you know, just doing little moist nigga shit, wearing little skinny jeans with no shirts, little flossy dude trying to ball out. And I guess he wanted to ball out a little harder, so this fool arranged to have his mother killed. And his mother, he had his friends kill his mom. He got the insurance money. It was like $90,000, and he got like $20,000 of it. And he's like literally on Instagram with the $20,000 flexing and fronting. And the police eventually caught him. And he's in jail now, rightfully so. But this just goes to show niggas will literally kill they mama in order to try to fake ball. You want to be a fake balling ass nigga, and you're willing to, instead of working from the bottom, crawling before you're walking, you want to take that shortcut, and you're willing to murder your damn mom to show out for people who don't even matter, to show out for people on the internet that you don't even know. And I hope that little nigga rots in jail. He's in jail now, and this nigga got them braids, and he's all moist acting. Oh, they gonna treat him like Jada Pinkett in prison with them braids. He looks like Jada Pinkett and Set It Off. They gonna set it off with his little ass in prison. And when he go to prison, they got a brand new dance they gonna introduce this ass to. It's a new dance called The Butt. This is what they gonna introduce him to. That's the new dance in prison for you, nigga. Doing it in your butt. Since you wanna ball out and be a rapper, you gonna rap around these balls in prison, nigga. That nigga's gonna be doing the butt in prison. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get to rule six. Now rule six is a variation of rule one. Rule six is don't fight venom with venom. a lot of times, like I said, people don't know how to properly communicate. And when people don't know how to properly communicate, they start spreading venom. And a lot of times when people spread venom, you want to start spreading venom and spreading hate and start mimicking and doing what they're doing to try to out-venom them. You always want to be the better communicator. You always want to be the one who takes the high road. You want to communicate better. You don't want to waste time and energy spreading venom, because people who spew venom, that's what they want you to do. They want you to waste your time with them because they can't properly communicate. So they want to bring you down to their bullshit level so you can wallow in the mud with them. So you don't want to go there. So you're not going to spread venom with venom. You're always going to use logic. You're always going to use effective communication. That's what we're going to do for the new year. Now we got one more. We got one last one. Let me get a phone call before we get the last one. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Alton from Atlanta.
What's your name, friend?
Alton.
All right. What's on your mind, player?
I had a question for you, man. A friend of mine's kind of put me on to this chick, right?
Yes.
So we went out a few times. So then, one time we went out, she ended up coming back up to the spot. You know, so one thing led to another. But it's like, she'll let me sing to her. Just like she won't let me yet.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, she keeps saying it's too soon.
But she'll let you scat a little bit, right?
No, she'll let me finger her.
Okay. How old is this chick?
She's 25.
Okay, a 25-year-old chick still getting fingered? Now, you know what the thing is?
Yeah.
This is why she's letting you finger her, because there's another dude that she has that's digging her out. That's what the deal is. She has another dude digging her out. So just by letting you finger her, she can still say, okay, I haven't slept with nobody else. Just because you haven't penisly penetrated her, she thinks, okay, that's not cheating. She's not a slut. You understand what I'm saying? She has another dude. Somebody's digging that ass out. Ain't no 25-year-old woman going to settle for being fingered. There's another dude banging that woman. You understand that? She might find out what the nigga, what the situation is with the dude she's banging.
Should I charge her?
Find out what the situation is with the dude she's banging. Just say, hey, look, I know you're probably dealing with another dude right now. Let's just keep it 100. What's the situation? Just go ahead and put it on the table, because I know your finger probably smells like fish sandwiches right now. You're tired of it. You need to we're going to get to the point with this thing. I'm not going to be using my finger like I'm a goddamn teenager in the back of a damn minivan. You're going to have to let her know what's popping
right.
And get to know what's happening. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 29.
Okay, yeah, you're getting too old to be fingering motherfuckers, by the way, too. That's 20. That's way too old, man. Your gout's going to kick in. Your finger going to lock up. But, yeah, talk to her and see what's going on with her. And just let her know. You know what the deal is. Trust me when I say that chick is banging another dude. 25-year-old women don't let themselves get fingered without going somewhere and getting the real deal. She's getting the real deal after you get her nice and moist. You understand that?
Right, gotcha.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, fam. Yes, indeed. That brother's way too old to be using them fingers. That nigga gotta work hard. You got a hard working day. You need those hands to work at the factory. And you coming home, you already got carpal tunnel syndrome fucking around at your job. And now you gotta finger somebody. Damn that. You want some nice, relaxing sex. Anyway, let me get to the last truth. Let's get to the last truth. Now, the last truth is this, ladies and gentlemen. Number 7, and I want y'all to feel me on this one. Things that are not broken don't need fixing. Things that are not broken, they don't need fixing. Sometimes a lot of relationships and things can be so simple, it'll throw you off. A lot of times when situations are simple, that doesn't mean they're bad. That doesn't mean they're negative. Sometimes things are simple. And a lot of times when relationships are simple, a lot of people want to try to find problems that are not there. You understand what I'm saying? People look for problems that are not there, because a lot of people are so used to drama. When things go the right way, they low-key sabotage it, because they're thrown off by the simplicity of a situation or relationship. And a lot of that has to do with the tension. A lot of people are attention deprived. Just like I was talking about this on Facebook, whenever I put up a post of one of my Tariqisms, it can be something very simple and somebody will still at least one person will get on there and start attention whoring by acting like they don't understand, or they'll deliberately misinterpret what's being said. Like the other day, I put up a Tariqism that said something like, what did I say on that Tariqism? I said a single person is smarter than a person in a whack relationship. And most people got that because it made sense. Meaning that a person who's single is better to be single than in a relationship with a garbage person, or a relationship that's just really not working. Because a lot of times there's a lot of pressure for people to be in relationships, but sometimes you don't need to be in a situation if it's not conducive to your health here. And everybody got it. People reposted it and retweeted it. And there was one person, one lady, who got on there and deliberately misinterpreted that. She was like, well, Tariq, why you always, you be telling men, you make fun of men who ain't in relationships. Ain't nothing wrong with being in relationships. So she started going into this whole diatribe about the quote that she was projecting her own bullshit on. And we hollered at her about that, because that's all about them getting attention. That's all about them trying to fix something that ain't broken. You're trying to create a problem to complain about it, because you're one of those people who are used to drama and bullshit. And a lot of times, again, when things are going too smoothly, people try to bring their drama and bullshit in order to have something to do, in order to bring attention to themselves. And that's a control thing, too. They want to control the dynamic. If they're not feeling right about themselves, they feel a sense of control sabotaging a good situation. And you don't want to be that person. Because it's okay to be content. It's okay to be comfortable. That doesn't equate to being boring. You understand that? And sometimes, in fellas, when you get to a certain age, you want to be content. You want to be comfortable. You don't want to be one of these drama-seeking people. At a certain age, you have to leave that drama and charge that drama. Just like the brother who called up, you too old to be fingering women. You should understand. You should have figured out by now that this woman is only letting you finger out because she has another dude she's banging. So at a certain age, you need to figure some of this stuff out. And that's what I'm here for. Sometimes we figure it out faster than others. I'm not beating anybody up. That's my job. I help people figure that out. But you don't want to be an old-ass person still dealing with ratchets, dealing with drama, deliberately looking for drama. Because sometimes, again, people look for drama. You want to be in relationships where there's ratchetness, drama. Sometimes niggas are too old to be out here stalking women you dating. You dating a woman and you got a stalker. You old as hell. Trying to hide in somebody's bushes and your arthritis is acting up. You too old for that. Just like the dude who called up. Out here fingering women. He's too old for that, man. You're going to have to put some icy hot on your wrists. You too old to be doing that. You following women around in your car. You got an old ass car. And you trying to stalk a motherfucking old car. Your car, you got a 75 Lincoln Continental. You trying to, your car sound like this. You can't stalk nobody with no car sounding like this. Following a woman. You too old with playing the whispers and shit in your car. You driving around like this with the whispers playing in the background and your loud ass and transmission all fucked up. You trying to date women 20 years younger. And you jealous, you in your car, you ain't even know, you don't know how to work an iPhone, you don't know how to use MapQuest, you got a real map. Where's she going? I'm tired of this. This woman ain't gonna be playing games with me like this, goddammit. Which way she going? I'm sick of playing these goddamn games, I'm too old for this. She gonna love me the way I need to be loved. I done too many things for this woman, goddammit. You don't wanna be that dude. You don't want to be some old-ass simp in drama-filled relationships, driving around searching for women you fucking with, not knowing no direction. Your old ass got to get out the car and look for the North Star to find out where the hell you at. I'm lost. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm going to have to turn around and go to the gas station and see if they know how to get back to I-20. So you don't want to be that dude. You want to be thorough with your game, family. You want to be thorough. And you got to understand, if it ain't broke, it ain't worth fixing. You don't have to fix something that's not broke. Let me get one more call before I get up out of here, family. One more call before I get out of here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's good, K-Flex? This is Holmes calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Holmes from Silver Springs, Maryland. What's on your mind, Holmes?
Hey, look here, player. I've emailed you a couple times, but I'm just curious about this one question.
You got the Roger Troutman and Zap
sound. I love
it. Oh, what? No, go ahead.
Pardon?
Hey, say it again, brother. Your phone got the robot sound. What happened now?
How do you handle a situation when you have, like, how do you deal with the issue of love? Like, if you don't, I don't know, I have no experience in that issue. My father's a general. I know my mother, none of that. So how do you handle the issue of love? Like, someone, not just on a lust perspective, but more in depth, you just can't explain why, but you just have that thing. I don't know how to explain.
Like love with a girl or what?
Well, clearly, of course. I mean, I know I'm sounding like a simp right now. I'm going to give it to you. Of course, that's grade A. But I do have no history, no background in that area of how to deal with that one female, which you don't know how the hell to deal with. You start acting like a fool and bullshit.
So are you in a situation where you're acting like a fool?
Nah, not right now. This is when I was younger in high school. Now, of course, through your teachings and, of course, some of the max around here, I've grown up and all that, but...
Now, let's
it's
be honest.
Let,
no,
mind.
Because if it's on your mind, it must be something that's fresh on your heart. Now, you've been in a situation where you're trying to find love. Well, what happened? Just let it out, player. I already got the Lionel Richie playing for you in the background, so go ahead and let it on out.
I basically, when I was younger, I was going through some issues because I came down with a condition, and I didn't know what the hell it was. It came out of nowhere, and I was taking, like, a whole bunch of medications and all that shit. But during that time, there was this one joint which I could not explain what the hell. Why the hell she was attracted, like why I was attracted to her.
Wait.
She came up.
This nigga wondering. You said you came down with a condition. What kind of condition you came down with?
I had 208 discs, small arthritis, and Crohn's disease.
Oh.
Adrenaline heightened Crohn's disease.
Oh, okay, so are you all right now?
I'm good now, but, you know, through the teachings of, the brothers, Dr. Phil, Booker T, and all that, taking care of yourself naturally, I'm getting better. But back then, it was like taking a whole bunch of pills, 30 pills a day, all that shit,
okay,
you know.
Okay, now, do you look normal? I mean, do you look normal? Are you walking crooked? Everything all right with you?
Yeah, I'm good now, yeah. But like I said, back then when I was younger, it just kind of struck me. I lost, like, 50 pounds in the span of 2 weeks. Like, everything just... hit me like the side of a fucking truck and just fucked up everything.
Right,
but I'm good now.
Okay, so now when was the last time you were in a situation
with this junk?
Well, a female in general, period.
My birthday actually, the 27th.
No. When was the last time you were in a relationship?
None. None in my life. I don't know how to deal with a relationship. Never been in a relationship, period.
Okay, well, the thing is, man, you got to go ahead and I'm assuming you haven't been intimate with a woman yet, right?
No, I've been intimate with a woman.
Okay, but you've been intimate with a woman, but you haven't been in a relationship.
I haven't been in a relationship yet. Basically, that's the only issue. Showing expression, emotions, and all that shit, it's just not in me. I was raised by my father and my grandparents, and my father's a straight. Basically, he's a general.
Okay, and what happened? Where's your mom? What happened to your mom?
She's in my country. Just don't her. Other side of the family. It ain't associated with the father's side.
Okay, so wait, what country is your mom in?
She's in the East Africa, Ethiopia.
Okay, so when was the last time you seen your mom? Were you taken away as a kid and brought over here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen your mom basically all your life, right?
In 06. Last time was in 06 for like a couple months, that's it.
Okay. That's what it is. That's where the intimacy thing comes from, because you haven't had a female to be intimate with. Not intimate like that, but you haven't had an intimate relationship with a female, so you never had that growing up. And that's something that's foreign to you. A lot of times, it's that motherless child syndrome, man. It makes a motherfucker real cold with the game. I know a lot of PIs with that motherless child thing, a lot of Dirty Macs too. And that's where that comes from. Not having that mother figure, not having the mom around. So you don't really know how to receive affection from a female because you probably felt betrayed by your mom. So
Right, you're right. You spinning real shit right now. Yeah, 100.
Absolutely.
It's just been in the back of the mind. Just I need to hear from a brother. Like, listen,
oh yeah,
right there.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've seen this before, man. So it's that trust thing, man. You like, if I can't trust my mom, I know I can't trust one of you motherfuckers out here. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that comes from. But at a certain point, you got to charge that to the game. You know what I'm saying? Your mom, you know, that's your mom, and what, you know, that the situation is what it is, but she doesn't represent all women. There's some cool females out there that'll be down with you. So you just got to take that risk. You just can't play
it
safe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You can't play it safe your whole life. You're going to have to take that risk. And let's say, what if you happen to get with a female who's deceptive or whatever, so what? Dust your shoulders off. But you're going to have to take that risk. You're going to have to man up a little bit, bro. That's what I'm saying. Man up with it and take that risk with a woman and say, hey, look, let's go ahead and see what this relationship thing pops off with. But just take that risk and just charge what happened. Again, you've dealt with it for 27 years, but now it's time to say, okay, enough is enough. I'm not going to let the situation with my mom define me as an adult anymore, because you're letting that shit trap you and you're being held in prison psychologically.
No, yeah, you're right, but I'm not 27. I'm 23.
Okay.
I just turned 23. That was the B-day. Just passed on. But yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Real shit.
Okay,
100.
No doubt. Sound like you said you're 27. My bad. But yeah, that's what you do, man. Thanks for the call, though, family. All right. All right. And that was a heavy one right there. That's heavy. That is heavy. But anyway, family, let me get up out of here, man. Let me get up out of here, family. Look, go to TariqElite.com. Get all the clothes, the gear, and all that good stuff. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get the movie Hidden Colors 1 and 2. We're working on Hidden Colors 3 right now. Get all my DVDs. Get my pay-per-view specials at MacLessons.com. And let everybody know all the new shows are at TariqRadio.com. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the Tariq Elite Radio Show so your shows can get downloaded to your iPod and all of your mobile devices. I will holler at you guys this Sunday on Ustream, family. Peace.